the hair was plucked out with the fifth epistrike in the series, that he was in his having with this act, and the Maizavira was done with the fifth act, and the fifth act itself does not involve a psikreshe. So why should it be a psikreshe? So in Achname, there is no psikreshe. There is no psikreshe. So the love of Tal Yaver al Reishe is not here. Malkes, he is only Chayev. Malkes, he is only Chayev. He is only Chayev that for the violation of the love of Tal Yaver al Reishe. He is Chayev. And in this case, he cannot be Chayev Malkes because if Kvapishmai is Galia, the Klisha Sa'ar was done with the fifth act in the series. So the Maizavira was consisted of the fifth Srik act. And the fifth Srik act in itself does not involve a psikreshin. So how can it be considered a Mishave? But there is also an Isarese, as Reb Chaim says, besides the Chivese. There is also an Iser Ese of Nozir Yie Gadol Peres HaReshei. In other words, the Iser Ese does not imply an Iser of Maisi Gemlach as far as the law is concerned. So the law forbids Maisi Gemlach. The Ese doesn't forbid Maisi Gemlach. Kodesh Yie Gadol Peres HaReshei. In other words, he should not do anything whereby he will not be a Gadol Peres. So there's another Rambam. The Rambam says, in this Rambam about Srikasa, so he's in Perikei, Milches Nizires, Haloche Yudalit. But in Perikei, Milches Nizires, Haloche Yudveis, Hever al Reishi Sa, Shemei Sires Asa, Vehei Sires Asa, Eimereike, Ero Bitter Mitzvesese, Shenema, Gadol Peres HaReishei, Sareishei. So he says when one uses a powder, so he's not Chayiv Malkes. But it's a Mitzvah Raise. A Rabbitel Mitzvah Sese, Shenema, Gadol Peres HaReishei. Why? So my father explains that. So the Chinuch has the kasha against this too. Why isn't there Malkes? So my father gives the same teretz. Because when you use a powder on your hair, so the mitzias is that you don't remove the hair the moment you apply the powder on the hair. You have to leave the powder on the hair, let's say, for 15 minutes, 20 minutes. It all depends how strong it is. In New York, so they sell, you know, shaving powder. So they have strong, medium, weak, but even the strongest powder. So you have to keep it on the hair for about 20 minutes, otherwise it will not remove the hair. So in other words, so there is no maise giluach biyodai, because when does he do the maise? When he applies the powder on the hair, let's say at 10 o'clock in the morning he applies it, and then it is removed at 20 after 10. So at 20 after 10 when it's removed, he doesn't do anything, he's completely passive. And when is his act, when does his act take place? At 10 o'clock sharp, at 10 o'clock sharp. There is no removal of hair. One second. If there is no removal of hair, some melee, that means it's a grommet. So as far as the love of Maisi Geruach is concerned, grommet does not come within the love. Grommet does not come within the love. Just as regarding Lecha Shabbos, so the Gemara says that grommet is not osam d'raise, but it's only osam d'rabbonon, gram kibul. So here too, the Torah asks Tal Yaver HaReishei Maisi Geruach Biyodayim. But some, there is no Maisi Geruach Biyodayim, it's Gromet. But as far as the essay of Kodesh Yie Gadol Peres HaReishei is concerned, so the Yisrael does not consist in Maisi Geruach in effecting a removal of the Sa'ar. So if someone will be able to effect the removal of the Sa'ar by taking a certain pill, so he'll also be in there, or the essay of Kodesh Yie Gadol Peres HaReishei. So that's the reason as to why the Rambam says, in Halacha Yudbeis, that Hever Al Reishei Sam, Shemeisi Rasasa, so, Yei Reike Lebitom Mitzvah Sasei, Shenema Gadol Peres HaReishei. But then, and the same thing my father says, Ligabel Yisrael Bemasri. Because as far as the love is concerned, is in a mishab, but it's a psychration. Had it been a psychration in respect to each single act in the series, so no matter with which act in the series he tears out the hair, so that act is considered mishab. That affects the ma'aseh b'ruach, that act. But there is no psychration in respect to each single act in the series. But there is a psychration in regard to the series in its entirety. But, so it's a psychration that in one of the acts of Srikes, in one of the 10 acts of Srikes, he'll tear out. But he doesn't know whether it'll be in the first act of Srikes, the second, the third, the fifth, the ninth, the tenth, that he doesn't know. So, and the Maisa Avere of Giluach, of the love of Tauri Avareshe, will be done by the particular act of Srikes that will tear out. And that particular act is not, it does not involve a psychration. But as, so the Mela, there is no love. But as far as the essay is concerned, so even if out the Grome, even if out the Grome, so will affect ultimately a removal of his hair, he'll violate the essay. Let's say, suppose that he's told that if he'll over exert himself and he'll overstrain himself in doing exercise, so then the hair will become very weak and become loose, and ultimately it will come out. So in Moshe will not be allowed to do it, even though the result will happen much later, because the essay does not forbid dafke ma'aseh b'ruach kodesh yeh gabu peres areshe. You cannot do any act, even if it's al dikome, whereby he will not be a gabu peres, where his hair will be removed. So if he does it al disah, and here when he comes through a series of acts, but as a result of that whole series, he is bound to have the hair removed. So the whole series is like considered like one long act vis-a-vis the essay, but it's not considered like one long act vis-a-vis the law. Anyway, so Mimele, this I heard from my father. When the Rambam says in Perush HaMishnah, So the Rambam says, Imamesh expresses this longest. He says, when you pour wine on the Mizbeach, the way you are Minasech Yain on the Mizbeach, you don't pour with one stroke on the Yain. That's not the mitzvah. So you do it in a series of acts. The way you spill, you know, with a continuous flow, but it's done over the course of a number of seconds. So it involves a series of acts. And if the mitzvah had been that every time drops something, the wine drops on the Mizbeach, so it extinguishes, fine. But some of the drops do not extinguish. Some of the drops in the series will extinguish the fire. Some in Meile, but the Avere of Lo Sirbe So will only be done with that single act in the series that will extinguish the fire. So Mimela, that's not considered as a psikhesh. That's not considered a psikhesh. That's not considered as a psikhesh. That's not considered as a psikhesh. Alright. So that's the Shita Zarama. Now, so Mimela, then it should follow. It could be cooler. That one should be allowed to comb his hair and so by Mozi, when it involves an Isra Anavir at Raisa because of the Esser of Kodeshi and Gadu Peras Areishe. But by Shabbos there is no Esser. There is an Esser by Shabbos, but the Esser on Shabbos depends upon the Isra Meroche. So Mozi should be muta to be Seirik, and it's a Befeirish mention, Shechon Oruch, that you're not allowed to be Seirik. The answer is, but with Rabbonon, Ntromi is also Osa. So we say that come loche asiru dosa ho come shore the more is only mati tram kibu in the case where there is a fire in the house, so because of hefset mome in the chachomi more mati, but without hefset mome, so every loche is also on the grome mid rabbonon. So mele as far as the grome is concerned, so the whole series of srikes can be considered like one long act. So maybe it is Osea, and in the series of Srikes, so there is a Psikreishe, so maybe it is Osea, that means that when you comb the hair, on Shabbos, you're not Chai Lechatos, it's only Nisar Rabbonon, but with Rabbonon it is Osea, Now, it's late anyway, another few minutes, I want to finish on the morning. והשייך בי שייך את משובי החיים רב אמר משום צבאיה וואי צבאיה so הוא נשמו לו אמר משום צבאיה נשאר משום צבאיה אין משום צבאיה שם לא אין מאף משום צבאיה so ראש ישאז משום צבאיה שצבאיה זה הבוס השול ביס השחיתה הוא קם מפור השמיים לחב ומצאים so the ביס השחיתה becomes mit mit zwei haben die nicht genommen laufen schon mit das nicht it was shown by the mishkin the inner mudomim the tachesh the chalosim so af mishim tzeveya the nafki minem yuchli betar oma rav milse damre eime bo milse the lorei se dore basroye the lechache alei tzeveya be mai nichale so nichale the litzes bis ashrite nichale the litzes bis ashrite dome keinche the lar zeyim she lorei se lizbe So Rav says that he has to make a certain comment in order that people should not laugh at him, should not ridicule him, because why is it Nichale? He's not interested in Tzvi. So he says he is interested in Tzvi. So with Luke, what's the pshat in the Gemara? Because Rav happens to because Rav happens to pass like Rav Shimon that the Loch Hashanah Tzricha Ligufo is but. So Memele, he has to explain how is it in Loch HaTzrich HaLigufo? So he gives a teretz. It is in Loch HaTzrich HaLigufo. Why? Because he wants there should be a sign, an indication, on the Beis HaShchit. So in order that it that the people, the customers, the prospective potential customers, should know that the Shchit took place today. Otherwise, it would be a melocha she nitzricha ligufo. So why does he say, Eime bo milse delei se dore basoye v'lichalei, just because he paskens like Rav Shimon, but Rav Yude, there are many who agree with Rav Yude, that melocha she nitzricha ligufo is chayev. So he doesn't even have to give that explanation. And if he wants to give the explanation, in order it should be explained according to his own psak, why would he say, in order that people shouldn't ridicule me? Why should they ridicule? So the Chokhmah Sodom and Nishma Sodom. So he has the Chayodom, I mean Chokhmah Sodom, Chayodom, the same Chada. But it's in the Agoyas in the back of the Nishma Sodom, that is in the back of the Chayodom. So he has that cash. He has that cash. What did he say? Rehiche Dore Basroi Rulichale. According to Rabbi Yudeh, that Melocha Shen Tzricha Ligufo is Chayev. So even without that Simen, he should be chayev, because he dies, he covers the Beis Hashchit. So the Chayei Odom gives in very simple terms. He says that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Lochashen Tzichon Gufo is chayev, here I couldn't be chayev, and it should even be muter, because what kind of tzvi is it? Tzvi is when, let's say, you paint a house. So it's not derech lichluch. But he has derech lichluch, he just stayed it. He didn't dye it, he didn't color it, he didn't paint it. He just stained it. That's derech lichluch. Let's say, if a person, let's say, has a bleeding nose, and then he'll take out his handkerchief on Shabbos, and he'll blow his nose, and then he'll stain the whole handkerchief red. So that's a veya. That's derech lichluch. He just stained it. When does it involve the meloche of tzviye? If it beautifies the thing, let's say you paint a house, you paint something, but when it's derech lichluch, then it's not tzviye. So this is what Rav says. This is what the Mishnah Sorim says. Eime omer av milze da amre im zo milze do leise dore basroye vilechech halei tzivei abim mai michalei. So it's derech lichluch is not tzviye, it should be mutar ligamre. So he says, Nirche de Litves beis ashrite dome, ke heiche de ler ze yinshe, viloi se liz benemne. So in other words, when is derech lichluch nati veya, if he's not interested in the lichluch, when somebody blows his bleeding nose with the handkerchief, so is he interested in that lichluch of the handkerchief? He's disturbed by it, but what can he do? He has to blow the nose, and he has a bleeding nose. Masha'inke, in the case where a person is interested in the tzvi of lichluch, so then the lichluch is also tzvi. This is how the Chayei Odom explains this. It's a very good pshat. Now, milze, let's see the Rashi. Milze d'amre dvartei mo'amarti, lehaskir tzvi abishchite, tzorach hanilim abeid, vartam, dirulense dore basroya ha-shemim, dirulichach alei, tzvi abosa b'maynich alei, lehai sheikhe, vitzvi asabosa, hai nechuche, והעניים הביתם מיכלי דוויטרד ישחית לידום שיהי so רשי before said צבי הבוסה מניח עלי להי שיחי בצבי אס הבוסה ויוזרו על רוח השבס. So he says something else, בצבי אס אין הבוסה, בצבי אס אין הבוסה. So we see that there is a מחלקס between רשי ויוזרו, because many rishonim mention a cloud in tzvi bochim, and that is the reason as to why you're allowed to put strawberries on a piece of bread, because after all yatzveya, but in tzvi bochim. So the question is, why does Rav say that on account of the fact that Michalei, the Litzinish, the Lesbenei, the Litzes, Bishashkile Dome, Kechadulear Zinich, as far as the Bosal is concerned, that's a Neichel. And in Tzvi Bochli, so it's Mashma from Rashi, that Rashi is Chelik on that Chite, on that cloud of in Tzvi Bochli. The Tochlin Arat Mutke of the Yisof Tzvi. So Rashi explains it that way, the Rashi explains it that way, to be a boso b'may nichalei. The boso, the nichalei is to color the boso itself, but the Zeruah, he agrees with the Shite, that in Tzvi v'ochli, so ochli na mufke of Tzvi, even when he has an interest in putting a certain color on the Yichol. Ochlin amufke of tzvi. So Mimele he explains it. So how can Rav say that Michalei the letves b'sashpite? So he says it's not it's the letves, the bosor of the b'sashpite. But the air is not an eichel. The air is not it. The air of the daim is not it. That's not an eichel. But the bosor itself. So even if it would be Michalei the letves bosor, so he wouldn't be high. So we see that there is a machlekes there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Ezeruah as to whether yesh tzviya b'ochlin or ein tzviya b'ochlin. Now, the Mechaber in Hilchos Shabbos Simen Shimcho says, Simen Sif Yutes and Tzipcho, Simen Shimcho, Sif Yutes and Tzipcho. So the Mechaber says, Litein Karkein B'Tafshir. So that dyes, gives a certain color to the Tafshir. Is muter. They mochesh lai mishum tzeveya. They in tzviya b'yoch. They in tzviya b'yoch. So that's mentioned. So it's a shibeli aleket. So the Be'agila says, shibeli aleket b'shem ba'al yirei. Now, then he says, יש מי שאינה שאיך הלטוסים או אישור פרס הצבי. And that's also mentioned by the Yireim. So in other words, on one hand the Yireim mentions a shite that in Tzribo. So we see that on that point there is a machleke between Rashi and the Yazoah. But then in the Shmachaba Pas, the Shchunoch Paskins, like the Yireim and like the Yazoah, that in Tzribo. Then in Sifro, the Mechaber says, that's mentioned by Yirei. Yeish Mishayim Eir, Shoreich Otusim, berries. Or Yishor Peres HaTzevim, that's in blackberries, blueberries. Tzorech Lizoyer Shalo Yiga B'yodov Tzuetz. B'dov. So in other words, if he eats berries, so his hands are Tzuetz. So then he shouldn't touch with his hands, with his dyed hands, he shouldn't touch his beggar. Or he'd be mako. Mishum tzeveya. Now the question is, why? So he should not be allowed even to touch the tusim with his hands. So he'll dye, he'll color his hands? That is allowed. But once his hand became stained from the color of the berries, he's not allowed to touch the tablecloth, because then he'll color the tablecloth. So he should not be allowed to touch the berries with his hands. The answer is. Oh, so the Mishabura points out. I mean, all the Nisikilim say, the Ahodabnitz, they are upon a viado, and how can he eat berries? His lips become blue. The Ahodabnitz, they are upon a viado, lekele mechash. In tzviya lo bidobo shedarke mitzveya. In tzviya lo bidobo shedarke mitzveya. V'midobo v'simen shim gimu. V'yise shom v'yisha v'tavir. Srak al paneo. So she's not allowed to put, let's say, like lipstick. I mean, rouge on her face or lipstick on her lips. V'yisha shane shedarko v'kach v'yisyapis. But the color of the belly, so even a woman is allowed to eat it. Because it's not the derech of a woman to paint the lips with berries. So maybe it's not there to be kach. So maybe there is not even a nisa rabba. Alright. But to touch the mapo or the bgodim is the derech to dye bgodim, to dye mapo. So maybe it's also, even though it's derech lich. This is what Yerim says. Yesh mishayim yosho yichutusim yosho piris atzivim. צורך לזוהר שלו ידע ביד הפצועי של גודוף ובמפו משום צבאיה אבל עם צבאיה פיתי במשקע פריס לסמן בו ועם צבאיה בו excuse me ועם צבאיה בו so the Mechaber paskens as a general rule that אין צבאיה בו but as far as the הלוכה that צבאיה דרך לכלוך is no צבאיה unless here is a definite purpose in making it tzviyadarach lichluch, like the sheikh hates. So he wants to indicate to the potential customers that the shechita took place today, but if he is not interested in that kind of lichluch tzriye, so then it doesn't involve any misa of tzriye, so it's not such a double portion. The Chayodom says that's the pshat in the Gemara, but we see that the Mechaber doesn't say that, and the Mechaber. Now, the Mechaber says that you're not allowed, one who eats berries is not allowed to touch them up. He's not allowed to touch them up. So then the Mishnah Berurah, I mean, then the Mogen Avraham, the old one is he can point out. So he says, V'yesh makir min b'chol zeh. There are many poskim who are chilek on the Mechaber. The Mechaber paskens like the Reim. So the Reim shita is that there is no such halacha of Ein Tzviya Derech Lichluch, except when he's directly concerned with the Lichluch, the Tzviya Lichluch. So who is the one who is chilek on the Mechaber? The Radvaz. But all the days he came, mention that she. So in other words, it is obvious that the Radvaz explained the Gemara the way the Chochmas of the Mishmas Adam does. And that's the reason as to why the Radvaz is chilek on the Mechaber. And there are many poskim who agree with the Radvaz. V'yesh makim b'chol zeh, kiv she'u derech lichluch. And there are so many poskim who agree with the Radvaz that the Mishnah Berurah, who is not disposed to be makir, so he says, V'yesh lismich aleihem, hecha diyech shalom lizoyah b'zeh. Even though it's contrary to the psak of the Mechaber. And the Ramo, because the Ramo is not chilek on the Mechaber, because many poskim agree with the shita of the Radvaz that in Tzviya Derech Lichluch. Now the Mechaber, so obviously the Mechaber was chilek. The Mechaber was chilek on the Radvaz. The Mechaber was chilek on the Radvaz. So he couldn't explain the Gemara, the Mechaber could not, just like the Yireh. So the Mechaber couldn't explain the Gemara like the Chochmas Sodom, the Mishmas Sodom. Because Mechaber Shita is, there is no such halacha, ein tzvi derech lichluch. So then, tzvi can be derech lichluch, even without the Nichalei. So why did Rav say, Ein Yomil said the Leitz Dora Basroi Lichalei. Why? Because Rav Paskins, Melocha Shinitzricha Ligufo, he's put there. Because of that, so if somebody says something that is inconsistent with his psak, so he has to laugh at him. But Rav Yudah says Melocha Shinitzricha Ligufo, he's also there. He's chayim. So we can say that the Mechaber, now since the Mechaber Paskins the aloche of Ein Tzviya Derech Lichluch. So the male of the Mechaber Shita is on one hand that Yesh Tzviya Derech Lichluch, but Ein Tzviya Derech Lichluch. And so we can say that the Mechaber agrees with the Pshat of Rashi, not with the Pshat of the Rezorah, that the Tzviya takes place on the air of Osor Shchite. But the Mechaber agrees with the Pshat of Rashi, that the Tzviya takes place on the Psar HaShchite itself, something that is going to be used as an Eicha. So this is the end in Tzviya Bochlin. The Mechaber says, so the Mein Rav said, Omer Rav, Milze Damrei, Nego Milze Dolei Zidora Basloye Vilecha Chalei, Tzivei Abimai Nichalei. With what is it Nichein? So, since it's an Eichel, true Tzviya Derech Lichluch is a Tzviya. But this is an Eichel. In other words, like Rashi, that the Tzviya takes place on the Bosal itself, not on the Eichel. So in Tzviya Beichli, so everybody will have with me. So then he says, Nicha de Leitres beis Ashkite Dome, ke Eichel de Lech Zeyi, she de Leitzel is Bnei. It's not that there is a special verse, a Kosovo for a Halacha Lemisha Misinai, in Tzviya Beichli. Why is it Tzviya Beichlin? True in Tzviya Beichlin. But why is it Tzviya Beichlin? Because when a person is Tzviya Eichlin, many times you are Tzviya Eichlin. So let's say, if you are Tzviya Eichlin, so let's say it's in this case, if he dies the Psar HaShchita itself, not there. So is it a derech to paint Eichlin? Who paints Eichlin? No one paints Eichlin. So that's why, because it's not derech tzviya. Eichlin, it's not derech tzviya, v'kach eichlin. Eichlin is not an object that people paint. Walls you paint, material you paint, you paint all kinds of things. But you don't paint Eichlin. But in the particular situation, he is interested in painting an Eichel, as here, he wants to paint the Eichel, the bosom, in order that it should be a sinner to the potential customer, that the Shechita is of today. So it's fresh. So then, the Eichel is also Tzvier. Masha'inke, what he says, Litin Kar can be Tavshil. So he's interested in painting it. Eichaname, you know, the birthday cakes or the wedding cakes, so the bakers, they like to paint the cake. So then they are interested in painting it. So then there will be tzvi. But when you put kark in a tapshil, you are interested. You are interested in painting it. And tzvi apiti dimashke, when you put strawberries. You put strawberries on bread, on a roll, on challah. You are interested in painting the bread, the challah. You want to eat the strawberries. So it mainly becomes painted. But in the case where you are interested in painting an Eichel, then there is Tzvi Eichel. Then is Tzvi Eichel. Now, then there is Tzvi Eichel. So, then, now, this aloche. So in other words, so that means that there is a machlekes l'shem as to whether Tzvi Eichel is considered Tzvi or not. So the Radvashite is that it's not considered tzviyeh, and it's muta lechatchile, there is not even Yisrael Abron, and the Yireim Shite, and the Chabah Paschus, like the Yireim, is that there is tzviyeh derech lichuch. There is tzviyeh derech lichuch. So he says, Yesh Misheimeh, so because of that he says, Yesh Misheimeh Sheichel Tusim Ushopir Esat Tzeipim, Tzorech Lizoyah Shul Yidab Yod of Tzviyeh, Tzviyeh God of Rimapo, Mishum Tzviyeh. So that's Yireim. But the Yireim mentions this Gemara, and from the Yireim we see that the Yireim explained the Gemara differently, not like Mishmas Odom. The Mishmas Odom explained the Gemara. That the reason, first of all, that the Beis HaShechita means the air. So it's not Eichel. And still Rav said, Eimu Milse Reise Dora Basroi Lech Chalei Tzvei Amai Yichalei Nichel Lasset Beis HaShechita Dome Kechel Yerzin Shelei Tzvei Tzvei. Why? Because otherwise there wouldn't be an Yisrael of Tzviyeh, because it's Derech Lichluch. And Derech Lichluch there is no Tzviyeh. But since it's Nichalei, the Lerze, Nichal Letter is Ashchiteh, so he's interested in the Lichluch. So that's the kind of a painting he's interested in. A Lichluch painting. So then, but where he's not interested, there is no Yisrael. So there is not even, so it's no Lichluch of Tzviyeh altogether. But it appears, there is no Yireim here, but you look up in the Melech Shabbos, in the Mitzvah of Shabbos, in the Melech of Tzveya, so you'll see that the Yireim explained it differently. He says, the Yireim Shite is that Tzviye is in Derech Lichluch. But normally, when you are Melech Lichal the Tzviye, so you are also Mikalkel. So the reason as to why you cannot be Chayef Chatos is because of the general principle of Kolam Kalkul and Pturim. But not of a specific thing, you see. The Radvah says, Ein Tzviyeh Derech Lichluch, so it's not on the basis of a general principle of Mikalkil. So Mikalkil is also on the Rabbanon Mechol HaPoches. Because why is Mikalkil not also on the Raisi? Because it's not in Melechus Machsheves, but the Chachomim Asadet, even though it's not in Melechus Machsheves. So, it's still also the Rabbon. Masha'in came according to the Radvaz, the Echlichluch is Mutal Chathchilet. Is Mutal Chathchilet. The Yireim Shite is, there is no special aloche. The Tzviyeh the Echlichluch is no Tzviyeh. It conforms to the Tzura of Tzviyah, even if it's the Echlichluch. And if there hadn't been a general aloche of Kolam Kalkul in Pturin, so any time a person blows his bloody nose, his bloody nose, with a handkerchief, so he would be chayav the chatos for being tzviyeh the handkerchief, according to the Rebbe. But there is a general principle of kolam kalkul and pturim, and that is also kill. That's a chiddush, because the mikalkul and the Gemara mentions are all destructive acts. But here, when you stain something, you don't destroy anything. when you stain, let's say, a handkerchief, a mapo, you don't destroy anything. That comes within the concept of mikalkil. But the Rambam says that even staining something, even when you don't destroy, so you it also is mikalkil. It also comes within the category of mikalkil. So Mimele, if there had been aloche, if there had been aloche of kolam kalfo in Ktorim, so then, tzivei aderach lichluchu b'chai v'chatos. B'chai v'chatos, according to Mandoma, that aloche shin tzichfum gufo yitzchai. But Rav said, that must be the pshat, according to Yerei. Omer Rav, milce d'am reim, go milce leise dor basoyer lechechach alei. Tzivei abimai lichalei. So that Lord seems it's not lichalei, and it's mikal, so it's mikal keil. So it should be put down, why is it chai v'chatos? So the Gemara says, "Nicha the latest is a shchitet domeh, kechler zinche." So the mele is not in the culture; it's done for a purpose. So the mele is not that lichloch is not in the culture because it's done for a very good purpose. But if it's not done for a very good purpose, then it wouldn't be chayil chados. But we have done it with the osa. That's why the mechaber paskins. Yet yesh misheimir sheichotusim ushapires that yerem shite ushapires atzevin. So if we say shel mika biyoder tzuri is God with mapo mishum tzeveya. So true it is mikalkel, but mikalkel is osa. Mikalkel is osa. Is osa merba. Va'amelchel amabdei. Haini meleach va'ain amabdei. Rabbi Yechon and Rishloki damet avaye opik chad minaye. Vaye shet. אומר רבי ברבונה, חיימן למולך בישרה, חייב משמעבי. רוב הוא אומר, אני מבוכל. אומר, so in other words, there is no מלוך את הרייסה אפילו. But, מרבונה ניצוס, אומר רבי שבאפילו רבי ברבונה לא אומר, אבל כבוי אלו לרוך, אבל לבי זה, ומש ראי שמחווי עץ. So, אם רבי ברבונה הוא במידע, that is not חייב משמעבי. But, מרבונה ניצוס, even if the meluach is not in licha that boil a leruche. So it's still also to salt meat on Shabbos. Val machke va machatche. Omer avache, Baruch Hanine. Hasha, I think that we discussed already. Hasha ben amudim b'shabbos chayev mishin machet. Omer avchie barabe gimu dvorim sochli rabashe mishpeit rabishon alaydik. Hamgari roshik unisoyiz b'shabbos chayev mishin machatich. Chayev mishin machatich. Why? Because sheyir roshayen shobim v'chavim. Something like that would be when you sharpen a pencil. So then you are marked it on the middle, that it would have a very thin point. So then it will involve the meloche of mechatech. So that's similar to mikari roshik umisosi b'shabbos. Hamimar lechitir b'shabbos. And that is, as the Miri says, he's marked it al achlokas agut. Al achlokas ha-shetach. Shetach agut. So Mimele is Chayiv Mishum Machik. Vamisati is Eilem Bishabes, Chayiv Mishum Machik Patish. Now we discussed all the shittes. We discussed it. Why don't we mention? So we discussed the cases. Avu Mishum Machatech on Machik on Mechayiv, the Maya Shekwa on Merobas, on Sekenes, or Shem Yapin, so they said the Shekutim, the Yifukim Shem Yisachim Satze Avonim, but the Mimele says something else, that even if it's not Yisukenes as yet, so he's still not mechayev because he's still not mechuyev mishmakir patish because he only does it lenoim. So he has the kasha. There is this Miri says here, the Miri Dafnun, where there he says that when you polish silver with garteket with a certain kind of a detergent, so then you are mechuyev because it's psichreishen mechuyev mishmakir. So we said that the Miri shitei is that when is mechayev. When is one chayiv mishemachet? Only when he is interested in a smooth surface for a specific tashmish. So, if the tashmish is beauty, so that's also a tashmish like any other tashmish. But, in this case, the tashmish is, he doesn't chisel the stones, the rocks, for beauty. So the primary purpose is to adapt it for a certain use to be put in a structure in edifice. But since he's adapting it for a certain use, so incidentally, he prefers that it should look nicer too. But the beauty is not the primary motive. So in Mele, there is no chiv mishmaki patish. Masha'inkim when you polish silver. So the beauty, that's a tashmish. So then he's high. All right.
Omer Rav Shimon ben Kisma, Rav Shimon Lokish, Atzor Tzura Bechliv, Abiyah, Bo Beizchuk, Es Chayim, Shemad Yabarish. Omer Rav Yudah, Haiman Bishoki, La Kupe Migune. There are some threads that have to go move. Yechayim, Shemad Yabarish. Vahane Mir, Yikopit Awayi, so then it's considered like the finishing touch. But if he doesn't care, so Mimele, he is not Chayim, Shemad Yabarish. Vahakis of Shreisis, Tomer Rabot, Kosa Pesach, Azdei Lo, Vinyish, Ben Kimo, Mikhtif, Shtayim, Pota. No hakel is deyav yish ben kimo mikhtev shtayim chay. Omer Rav Nachman ben Yosi vizachim ha b'mechik in the case. So we see that there is a shiur in mechikas in mechike that yish ben kimo mikhtev shtayim. Now the question is, what kind of shtayim? Small letters, big letters, what kind? What kind of letters? And let's say you have all kinds of letters. Let's say, you know, the Arabic letters are very tiny. So, if Yehudim came out to write Arabic letters, a single dot is a letter in the Arabic alphabet. So, does it depend on the smallest letters? Or it depends upon the biggest letters? What is it? So the Chiddush Aram is the Kashi. And the Chiddush Aram says that it means it has to be determined in accordance with the kind of Aesias that he was making. Let's say, if he was making a Hebrew letter or an English letter. So, in the English alphabet, you don't have tiny letters the way the Arabs have in Arabic. What a single dot is a letter, is a mos. So, Mimele, but you can write it big and you can write it small. So in other words, if you are meichik, an A's Deilo, an English A's Deilo, let's say a big S, a capital S, and the A's bin Kemo Lichte, two A's English A's is Deilim, so it's hard. In other words, it has to, this is what the Chiddush Aram says, it has to be determined in terms of the letters that you erase. But even the letters that you erased, it can be written in large, and it can be written small. So it has to be determined by ACS Bainim of that kind of us. Omar Nachman Rav Yosi is a chen al mechen b'kisi. Habeine v'aseis amcham v'amavir, v'amakir patish. Shav v'rav zirad amut avaye, komi yedid bil v'amorach ha'chayim v'shmakir patish. Eilu v'mislochis, eilu v'afukim v'rav v'mechayim al topim v'okimav. So the Mishnah says no. He can only be mechuyev lametes meloches, and even if he does, in addition to these others, he'll do so many toldes of each half, he will not be mechuyev more than lametes hatoldes. Choser achas afukim v'rabiudet tani v'rabiudet meisiv as a shaving v'amdagrik. In other words, a shaving, the one who closes the web in the weaving process, v'amdagrik, one who beats on the wood. Omolei shevei tarinu b'chol meisech, because in effect he stretches it out when he closes the web, so then he stretches out the threads, and when he dug the, when he beats the roof, harinu b'chol meisech, it's a mutable part of the meloche of harinu. Now the Rashi, so we discussed the Rashi, harinu b'chol meisech, so we don't know if he's here, he'll be a he said the Kashi, the Bitzrei, the Bekenah, so that Rashi appears to be Seisir, another Rashi, but we reconcile the two Rashis. Now, the next year will start, it's Yisra Shabbos.
76, Tuesday, 14th ship.
Shinaba Bitmuin, Ushtayim Shinaba Bechutz. So, Rashi here explains, Shtayim Shinaba Bitmuin, that there are two Chinubichatos, which together with two Rabbonon, Samin as Gemara explains it, so totals to adds up to four. But the Yitzias HaShabos, we have two Yitzias HaShabos, two Chiyuvichatos, two Idraises of Yitzias HaShabos, and other two, the Rabbonon, so together it's four. Bifnim means vis-a-vis the one who stands between, the Balabais. And Shtayim Shinav Bechutz, so that means we have two derises, two chiyuvichatos, together with two derabonons, which adds up to four, vis-a-vis the one who stands bachutz, don't. So bifni means that in respect to the one who stands bifni, in respect to balabais. And bachutz means in respect to the one who stands bachutz, the one. Rashi in Shavuos, he explains that bifni means achnosis. So in other words, there is one achnose of the oni, and there is one achnose of the balabais. And bachutz means hitzoyes. Hitzoyes means when you take out an object from the Rishus HaYochin to Rishus HaRabim. Achnose is the reverse direction. In other words, when you bring in a chifetz from the Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochin. So whereas Rashi here explains bifni means vis-a-vis the one who stands bifni. In other words, in respect to the Barabais who stands with him, and Bachutz means vis-a-vis the one who stands Bachutz, in respect to a relative, to the only who stands Bachutz, Rashi in Shavuos says, Bifni means Achnoses, because Achnose consists in bringing a Chifetz from the Rishus HaRabim into Rishus HaYochid, and Bachutz means Hitzoyes. Hatzoyes means bringing out the chifetz from the Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRab. But Rashi here explains Yitzias HaShabos Shtayim Shinaba Bifnim, that it means relative to the Barabais who stands Bifnim, and Bachutz means relative to the Oni who stands Bachutz. Alright, let's see the Rashi. Yitzias HaShabos Hutzoyi Shem Rishus Rishus Hamuris Lishabos. That's maskolam the Gemara. So in other words, Yitzias includes two kinds of Yitzias. In other words, Yitzias Moshus Hayochin Moshus Harabim and Achnose Moshus Harabim Moshus Hayochin. The Achnose is name kori Yitzias. Hoyo Umeitzim Moshus Lishus. Shtayim shinava bifnig, Lerisa Marindim bifnig. So, relative to the Balabais who stands bifnig, so there are two. Shtayim in Ateo, Hoitzoe Vachnose, the Balabais, Uferik Azerik, Vereishen Afkelon, Mibisav Meshe Vayaviru Kilda Machni, Loisav Fiku, Yochin Shusarabim, Lovini Dogole Machni, Lemachni Levir. Now, the Machne Leviyeh, that's a Rishus HaRabim, because Moshe Rabbeinu was Machne Leviyeh, and all the Jews came to see Moshe Rabbeinu. So Meile, so it was a Rishus HaRabim. V'yei Mashabes Soyo, K'liyah Lefosa, V'al Shnayim Meilu Chayef Chatos, Al Shbogose, V'al Zdei Mekores, V'al Asros Eskire, V'chein, V'chom Reach Shabes. So we have two derises, Yitzoye V'achnose, of the Barabais together plus two Rabbonons, so it's four, and then Shein Arba Midivrei Meisif Ushtayim Bas Lechatchila Bimos HaPotah who come before Shlavoz Ushtayim Shein Arba Bachutz, and then we have two Deraises relative to the one who stands b'chutz the oni, and he tzoyer the oni and achnoset the oni. Who tzoyer achnoset the oni? I mean b'chutz, but plus to the rabbonim. Ushtayim b'vrei. Kishamloch al naasis al vishnai ze ikir vize miniach b'chatchilo osa v'imose pota. Kiriyalu b'dmor shnayim she'osu p'tur. Now, why does the Mishnah have to mention only Balabais separately? So it's not on the basis of the social status, because one is poor and one is rich. So, because it's different kind of choice. When the Oni is Meitzi, the Oni stands outside in the Rishus HaRabim, and he is Meitzi a Chefetz, a role, let's say, that the Balabais gives him. So he's Meitzi from the Rishus HaYochid in the Rishus HaRabim. So the Tzoye is towards himself, not away from himself. Mashiach came when the Balabais is Meitzi, he remains standing in the house in the Rishus HaYochid. And he moves away the Chayfetz, away from himself. So in other words, so it's two different kind of Tzoyes. The Tzoye the Oni is towards himself, and the Tzoye the Balabais is away from himself. He's away from himself. As Teisa says, because he tzoye is imloche grue, so because of that, there are two peculiarities that in here, in the meloche tzoye, which do not inhere in any other meloche. In any other meloche, so in order to become an av, what is necessary? In order to become an av of Kesi, what is necessary? You don't need an explicit posik, an explicit law. We have a general law. But the Torah doesn't spell out keisev, teifei, keisev, mati, or amin, tzod, nitrasish. I mean, all these laws, the Torah doesn't spell out. But what is the basis for establishing something as an av meloche? The existence in the Mishnah. And then, in order to become it a lode of a certain meloche, so then it only has to bear a similarity to that kind of meloche that existed in the Mishkan. Mashein kein vis-a-vis tzoye, which is a meloche grue, so without an explicit posik, a special, an explicit love, so then it wouldn't, so tzoye wouldn't become enough. But why is tzoye enough? Because it is spelled out by the Torah. So it's spelled out by the Torah. So even though the Avovitzoy is spelled out, in order to become it a Lode, it cannot become it a Lode simply on the basis that there is a resemblance between one type of caring and another type that is spelled out by the Torah. No. So the Telodi, in order to become a Telodi, the Telodi itself must have existed in the Mishnah. But these are the two peculiarities of Itzoye, in contrast to other Melochis. Furthermore, according to Teisves, so not only do we need one posik of Itzoye in order to make it in the Meloche, but we need a special posik for the Itzoye of the Oni, Hitzoy of the Oni, which consists in bringing it out into the Rishus HaRabim towards himself, and another pasuk for Hitzoy of the Balabais, which consists in carrying out a thing, an object, away from himself. All because Hitzoy is a Meloche Goy. Now why is Hitzoy Meloche Goy? Because all the other Melochas involve a certain shinu. There is yitzire. It's a creative act. It's a creative act. And even the Meloch is chemical, like a Reya, but on account of the fact that it's a Las Litveya. So it's also a creative act. You produce something. You are Mishane. You add something. When you cook, when you plant, so you create something, you produce something. Mashiach and Itzoye don't do anything. The same object, that was here before, so that is one place before, is in another place here. But there is no improvement on the object. There is no creative act. And the Imlachas Machsheves means a creative act. What's the literal meaning of Melachas Machsheves? It means a work of art. That's the literal meaning of Melachas Machsheves. A work of art. So in other words, when you create something, then it's a work of art. But when you don't create anything, it's not a work of art. You just carry a bundle from one rishus to another. You don't produce anything. You don't create anything. There is no shinu in the chaymet. So it should not be a melacha, but there is a special zelsakos. All right. Now that this is Yom Tov says, all right, so the Mishnah has to tell us Yitzoy of the Oni and Yitzoy of Balabais. So Yitzoy of the Oni means a Yitzoy towards the Meitzi, towards the Oni, and Yitzoy of Balabais is a Yitzoy away from the Meitzi, away from the Balabais. But why did the Mishnah have to mention it in terms of the poor man and the rich man? So the Mishnah could say Echodemi Bifnim V'Echodemi Bachutz. Why does the Mishnah have to say Oni Emid Bachutz Balabayim Bifnim? So the Tzitzis Yom Tov says to let us know that even though the Balabais was Meitzi and Echol, let's say loaf of bread, any food article to the Oni, in order to be Mikayim in Mitzvah of Tzedakah, so we should say since he did it b'sheyik because he wanted to fulfill a mitzvah, he shouldn't be chayav b'chatos. So kamashmo, one has nothing to do with the other. Even though he was meitzi b'sheyik in the course of the fulfillment of a mitzvah, so he's still chayav. This is what it is. Alright, now, poshat oni, now the Mishnah starts explaining. Poshat oni es yodin ifnit. V'nosan l'sich yodin shabal abayis. Oni shenotan m'seicho v'heitz. Heroni chayev u'bal abayis pot. That's the first book. So let's say, the oni stands outside, and he stretches out his hand, and he puts it in the hand of the bal abayis. So the oni, when he stretches out his hand, he's making an akir. When he puts the chayfet in the hand of the balabais, so then he makes anoche. So the only does both akire and anoche. So the only is chayet. When the balabais is completely passive. He doesn't do anything. Neither akire nor anoche. Now, oi, shenotan miseicho. If, let's say, he stretches out an empty hand, not with an object in his hand, the only. And then he takes out from the balabai's hand, Shimatam Seicho, he stretches out. So the first case, every bove has two cases. So the first case in the first bove is reference to the case where he stretches out his hand with the chayvetz in his hand. The second case, the second situation, in the first bove has reference to the case where he stretches out an empty hand, and then he takes the chayvetz from the rabbi's hand. The rabbi is completely passive. The rabbi had his hand, and he had a roll in his hand, completely passive. Then the army stretches out an empty hand, and he takes it out. So again, the Malabais is completely passive. Shenotam Seicho, Veitzi. So he makes the Akira and the Anoche. So only Chayek, Ubalabais is Pota. So in other words, in the case where the Oni stretches out his arm with the Chifetz in his hand, so when he stretches it out, so he makes the Akira of Hanoche. Oh, I'm sorry, of Hachnos. Hachnos. So, and when he puts it into the balabai's hand, so he makes the anoche of achnos. But when he stretches out an empty hand, and then he takes it out, the chifetz, from the balabai's hand, so then, when he takes out the chifetz from the balabai's hand, then in effect he makes the akira of a tzorek, and Yuzmeitzi, then he makes the anocha of a tzorek. So in other words, so the first situation in the first bobe deals with the achmose of the oni, and the second situation in the first bobe deals with the tzorek of the oni. Now the second bobe. Pasha Balabites. So if the Balabites stretches out his hand with the chifetz in his hand, he stands inside lechutz. So he makes the akira of itzoy. Vinosam zichyod shalom, and he puts it into the hand of the oni. So he makes the anocha of itzoy. Or he shenot omiseich. Or if he stretches out, the Balabites stretches out an empty hand outside, and then He takes out something. So the role was reversed. So the Balabais takes out a chayfet from the oni's hand. So then when he takes it out from the oni's hand, so he's making the action of achnose v'yichnis. So Balabais chayv on the pot. So in the first two boves are explanatory of the two chiyuvei deraisa of the oni and the balabais. The first bove is explanatory of the two chiyuvei chatos of the oni. The second bove is explanatory of the two chiyuvei chatos of the balabais. But in either bove, one is completely active, he does everything, and the other one is completely passive, he doesn't do a thing. So it's balabais chayev the oni potter. So the Gemara in the Maskone says that the potter here means potter umuta, because even though usually when it says potter it means that there is an Isra Rabbanon, but here there is no mindset. So the potter means potter umuta. Alright, now we have the two other bodies. Poshat eoni es yodin lifnim vimotel balabais miseicho oi shenosal miseicho vehetzi shneim tur. So in other words, so suppose the oni stands outside and he has a chayfetz in his hand. So he pulls out his hand, he stretches out his hand, and then so the oni made the akire of the achnos. Then when the rabbi takes out, he makes the hanoche of achnos. So in the first situation, in the third bove, so how many Yisrael Rabbanon we have? We have two. In other words, the akire of achnose of the oni and the hanoche of achnose of rabbis. So we have two the Rabbanons in the first situation. In the first situation of the third bove, then Oishenosan Liseicho. So in other words, he stretches out the oni and empty hand, and then the rabbis puts a chayfetz into the oni's hand. So the rabbis then in effect makes an akire of hitzoye, and then the oni pulls out, so he makes the anoche of hitzoye. So in the second situation, in the third bove, we again have two rabbis. So in other words, so we have in the third bove alone we have four rabbis in each situation. So both do it so, the Rabbah, you see. In the each situation, we have two situations. So it's four Rabbanons. In the third Bove itself represents four Rabbanons. Then, the other Bove, Poshet Balabai says Yodel Echutz. So the Balabai stretches out the full hand with the Chayfetz. So he makes an Akira of Itzoy. The not alone in Miseicho. So him Doni makes the hanoche of itzoy. So we have two the rabbanons in the first situation, the fourth bobe. On shemos leseicho, if the rabbi stretches out an empty hand, and then the oni, so puts a chifetz into the balabais, the Barbaisen. So then the Oni in effect is making is making an akire of Achnose, and then the Barabais pulls the arm towards himself. The Anoche of Achnose. So again we have two other Rabbonos in the second situation of the fourth Bavel. So in other words, in the third Bavel we represents mentions for the Rabbonos, to the Rabbonos in each situation, in each Bavel, and then the second and the fourth Bavel mentions for the Rabbonos. So altogether, how many, what's the total number of the Rabbonos? 8. But the Mishneh, the Reishe, says it's Yisra Shabbos Shtayim. Shein Arba Bifnim, Ushtayim Shein Arba Bechutz. So that means there are two the Reises plus two the Rabbonos. And then again, two the Reises plus two the Rabbonos. So we have two the Rabbonos plus two the Rabbonos. So altogether it's 4. But when we count up all the Rabbonos that are involved in the 4 different situations of the 2 Bobes, of the 3rd and the 4th Bobe, so we have 8 Rabbonos. So let's give a discussion. So we should be 8. So we cannot ask, there should be 12, because in the first 2 Bobes, so the one who is passive is not even any Rabbonos, the one who is passive. But in the 3rd and the 4th Bobe, so we have 8 Rabbonos. So how is it that the Mishnah at the very beginning mentions only 4 Rabbonos? So the Gemara says that Gimel, the Gemara says that Gimel, Turedos b'lechiyof chatos, kechosh, Turedos b'lechiyof chatos, loy kechoshi. In other words, that even though the 3rd and the 4th, the 1st and Bobes do not involve any Rabbonos altogether, but the 3rd and the 4th Bobes involved in the Rabbonos, but with the Mishnah at the very outset only mentions, only emphasizes 4 the Rabbonos out of the 8. Actually there are 8 Rabbonos, but at the very outset the Mishnah emphasizes only 4 out of the 8. Why? Because the Mishnah only emphasizes those the Rabbonos that are conducive with the Chiyuv Chatos. They are conducive to Chiyuv Chatos, and but other Rabbonos not. Now, so in other words, so the actually 8 Rabbonos are involved in the Mishnah, but in the 3rd and the 4th Bavel, but the Mishnah only emphasizes 4. Apparently they have a special status, these 4 are more homo than the other 4. So in other words, we have 8 Rabbonos, but 4 are more homo, and 4 are less homo. Which 4 does the Mishnah emphasize? So we have 3 Shittas of Hashem. Rashi says that the Mishnah emphasizes, when the Mishnah says at the very outset, Shtayim Shenar Bifni, Ushtayim Shenar Bechutz, 2 and 2. So the Mishnah is referenced with Akiras, because the Akiras, that's the beginning, that's the initiation of the Meloche, and the Melech, that's Mohomo. That's the Rabbonon, that is also the Chiyuv Chatos. But the Anoches, because of the 8, so 4 the Rabbonons out of the 8 consist of Akires, 4 the Rabbonons out of the 8 consist of Anoches. So the Mishnah emphasizes only the 4 that consist of Akires, not the 4 that consist of Anoches. The Ramban says just the reverse in his Chiddushim, that the Mishnah emphasizes the Chiyuve de Ose, Isure the Ose de Chiyuv Chatos, on the contrary, is reference to the Anoches, because the Anoche comes away the Meloche. So at that time, that's called Ose de Chiyuv Chatos, but Achilles just initiated the Meloche. So that's not called. Then the Rabbeis of Rashi and the Rivor, they say something else. They say something else. That besides Akires and besides Anoches, there is also the Rabbonon of Chiluf Rishuyos. Of Chiluf Rishuyos. Now let's say, sometimes the Chiluf Rishuyos is coupled with Akire, and sometimes it's coupled with Anoches. with Anochi. So now we have in the third and the fourth Bove, we have four situations. Each Bove consists of two situations, discusses two situations. So every in one situation, the Chiluf Rishuyos is coupled with an Akira. In another situation, the Chiluf Rishuyos is coupled with Anoch. Now let's see. The third Bob. The first situation. In the third Bob. Posha Atoroni Es Yodu Lifni. Es Yodu Lifni. So in other words, so he's making, when he's patient, he has a Chifetz in his hand, and he stretches it out, Lifni. So when he stretches out his hand, he in effect makes an Akira. Akira of Hanoch. But it's not only an Akira of Anoche that he's making, he's also Machlub the Vishus. Because, let's say, this role, this Chayfetz, was here in the Vishus Arabi. Then the Oni stretches out his hand, so he makes an Akira, and he also is Machlub the Vishus. He brings over the Chayfetz, the role, the loaf of bread, from the Vishus Arabi into the Vishus Ayoche. So in the first situation, the third Bobe, the Chiluf Rishuyos is coupled with Akira. Now, then the second situation, the third Bob. Oni Shenosa Reseich. So the Oni stretched out an empty hand. An empty hand. And then the Balabais put the Chayfetz. So what did the Balabais do by putting the Chayfetz? An Akira. Akira of its own. But was he machlub rishus? No. Then the Oni pulls the hand towards himself. So then he makes an anoche of hitzoye and also machlub rishus. So in the second situation, so the chiluf rishus is coupled with anoche. So in the first situation, it's coupled with Akira. And in the second situation, in the third Bove, it's coupled with Anoch. Now let's see, the fourth Bove. Poshe Balabais Es Yodu Lechutz. So the Balabais, when he's patient, Es Yodu Lechutz, so he then makes an Akire of Itzoye. But not only Akire of Itzoye, Echiv of Rishuiz of Itzoye. He moves over. He carries over. The chayfetz that heretofore was in the Rishus HaYochid, in the Rishus HaRabi. So there is a chiluf rishuyos coupled with an akira of itzoy. We're not on the misechon. And then the Oni just makes anoche but no chiluf rishuyos, because by the time when the Oni takes it out of the Barabai's hand, so the chayfetz, the loaf of bread is already in the Rishus HaRabi. There is no chiluf rishuyos. On shelos misechon, if the Barabai stretches out an empty hand outside, and then the Oni, puts a chayfetz into it. So then the Oni makes a akira of achnosi, but no chiluf rishuyos. Then when the Balabais pulls his hand inside, so then he makes a noche and also chiluf rishuyos. So according to Rabbi Yisov of Rashi, and according to the Rivor, which is the same pshat, so the four the Rabbonos that the Mishnah emphasizes, which are more humble than the other four the Rabbonos, consist of the Rabbonos of chiluf rishuyos. Now, so what is it? What's the machlokes here? I mean, what is it? It's a question of semantics. I mean, whether we call this the Rabbonon Lidichiyuf Chatos, or another the Rabbon Lidichiyuf Chatos. I mean, so after all, we have eight Rabbonon, so let the Tani mention all the eight. Why is, so in other words, one has a more serious status. One the Rabbonon has a more serious status than the other. But the pshat is very simple. Now, we have many Rabbonos and Shabbos, but some the Rabbonos do not involve Nisa Melochim, even Mid Rabbonon. they do not, they're not, even the Rabbanon, they do not, they're not comprised within the category of Mitzvah Melachos. But certain Rabbanons, and not only some of the Rabbanon, but they are comprised within the Mitzvah Melachos. When someone carries Yeshus HaYochel Yeshus HaRabi, so it's in Melachah Vitzoy. That's one of the Mitzvah Melachos. If he carries from Yeshus HaYochel into a Tameles, or Dalad Ames in a Tameles, it's not in Melachah Raisa. But with Rabbanon, so Yitzoy in a Tameles comes under the heading of Yitzoy. You see. Now let's say, if somebody squeezes out the juice of grapes or of olives, it's in Melachah Raisa. It's Eichet. It's a told of Mifarek, of Dosh, Midrash. If somebody squeezes out the oranges, orange juice, so it's not a Melachah Raisa. Only B'zei Sivanov in the Melachah Raisa. But Midrabonon, it comes under the heading of Dosh, of Seichet, of Mifarek, of Dosh. Of Mifarek, of Dosh. But then, there are other Rabbonons on Shabbos. That while it's also there, they are not included in one of the categories of the Ramites laws. So in Mele, the Shite, the most mistabarik pshat, is the pshat of the Gevor and Rabbis. It's a machlekes reshenu, one cannot be machriya. But the most mistabarik pshat is the pshat of the Gevor and Rabbis of Rashi. Because the Mishnah says Yitzias HaShabbos Shtayim Shein Arba Bifnim. So the Mishnah is not interested in telling us how many Yisrael Rabbons there are. No, the Mishnah is interested in telling us how many forms of Yitzoya there are. Whether it's forms of Yitzoya Midraise or it's forms of Yitzoya Midrabon. But the Mishnah is telling us Shtayim, there are two types of Yitzoya Midraise and plus two more itzoyes, two types of itzoyes, that we have on. But we have on. They come under the heading of itzoy. Heading of itzoy. So according to the Rebbe and the Rabbeis of Rashi, there is full parallelism between the Boves, the whole Mishnah, conforms to a parallel pattern. For example, now the first Bove discusses the two derises, right? The two types of itzoyes of derises, vis-a-vis the oni. The second Bove discusses the two types of itzoye of derise, vis-a-vis the balabais. The third Bove, let's see, according to the first chat. So, poshat oni es yodu ifni. So the first situation, the third bob. So the oni is peshit es yod rifnim. So he makes an akire, and it's coupled with, he makes a chinuch b'shuris, and it's coupled with akire. So that's also yitzoyim rabon. Except with raise is not chaye. But with rabonon it comes under the heading of yitzoyim, because there is a chinuch b'shuris, but with raise there is a prerequisite, there are certain prerequisites. Even though he was machil the rishus, he carried over from one rishus and the other, but the element, there is one essential ingredient that is lacking. Hanochet, as far as the one is concerned. But with Rabbanon, it's not an essential ingredient. So with Rabbanon we have a real tzoy, because there is a chilut keshuetz. We have the chilut keshuetz. And then as far as the Balabais Yisrael Rabbanon is concerned, we know the Balabais Meseicho, so he just is a Rabbanon, but it's not an Yisrael Yitzhoye. Did he carry Mereshus Lashus? Even the Rabbanon he didn't carry Mereshus Lashus. What did he do the Balabais? The Oni stretched out his hand and he was machlim the Rishus and he carried over the Chifetz from the Rishus Rabbim into the Rishus Ayochit, and then the Balabais just made the Anochet, but did he bring it over from the Rishus Rabbim, Rishus Ayochit? He brought it over from the Rishus Ayochit, Rishus Ayochit. That's not Yitzhoye, but it's still also the Rabbim, Chachorim Ha'asat Anochet. Why? Because if he'll be allowed to make this kind of Anochet, so the next time he might
Meitatir and Anochi. So because of that, Chachomim asked it as Gzeira. But it's not in Roch Avitzoy. And maybe he's not considered, maybe, I'm saying maybe, because from Rabbi Kveya you see differently. But maybe it's not unreasonable to say that, let's say, now, there's a Roch Mumal Chal Shabbat Faresye is in Mumal Chal Atelkom. And suppose someone is in Mumal Chal Shabbat Faresye in Yisuret Rabbah, in carrying in the Carmel as Faresye. So there is a Gemara in Erev that he midrabbonon is considered in Mumal Chal Atelkom. He shchite is possible with Rabbanon. If someone is in Mechal Shabbat with Faresi and Yisur Rabbanon. So it's very possible. Now, I'm not paskening because from Rabbi Greger it seems the other way. But it's very reasonable that let's say in this case, in the first situation, in the third bullet, Posha Teroni is Yodin Ufnid. So what did he do? He made an Akire of Achnos. But not only that, he was Machlif of Yishus. He in fact was meitzi. He carried over the object from the Rosh Hashanah, which is Anochi. But he was not able to use the Tzoyim Raisi, because the element of Anochi was lacking. But with Rabbonon, he was able to use the Tzoyim. So he was Mechal Shabbos. With Rabbonon, he was Mechal Shabbos. In one of the Lama Tess Melochas. So he's a Mumma with Rabbonon. Now, what did the Balabais do? Once The hand with the roll in it was already inside the house. So the Balabais took it out. Did he carry it? Did he carry it from the Rishus Rabim into Rishus Ayochit? No. He carried it from the Rishus Ayochit into the Rishus Ayochit. Like someone who picks up a ball from the floor in his house and puts it in another spot on the floor. But that is not also. Here it is also the Chachamim asked it as exeira that he should not the second time do a full melacha pitzoy, but he wasn't meitzi, so he wasn't Michal Shabbos. He was even an Yisrael Rabbanon, but a Michal Shabbos he isn't. So maybe even if he doesn't be Faresie, he's not a Muma. So in other words, and the Mishnah certainly emphasizes types of pitzoy, not just Yisrael Rabbanon. So the Mishnah only mentions four. Alright. Now, according to the Gevor and the Rabbeisof of Rashi's Pshat, so there is a perfect parallelism. Now, let's say, so the first Bove is expressive of the two types of Yitzhoye Midraise relative to the one. The second Bove is expressive of the two types of Yitzhoye Midraise relative to Balabais. So what would you expect the third Bove, in order to follow up the parallelism, so then the third Bove should be expressive of the two types of Yitzhoye Midrabon relative to whom? To whom? Well, don't we have it? We have it. The first situation in the third Bobbe. Poshat Oni is Yodin Ifnim. Yimotel Balabayis Miseicha. So what is it? He makes a Chiluf Rishuais. A Chiluf Rishuais of Hachnose. And it's coupled, it happens to be coupled with Akiva, but that's not the important thing. The Chiluf Rishuais is important thing. So that's one type of Yitzhoye, not just a Yisrael Rabbanon, but one type of Yitzhoye. And as far as the Balabais is concerned, so it's just a Yisrael Rabbanon, I'd say that. Not Meloches Yitzhoye, he's not Yitzhoye, how can you call it Yitzhoye? I mean, he's just taking out the loaf of bread from the hand of the Oni, which is already in the Rishus HaYochit, inside the house, and he puts it in his hand. So what? So he was Meitzi from one point in the house to another point in the house. But it's also the Rabbanon. This kind of Yitzhoye from one spot in the house to another spot, the Chachomim Aser, as it said. But he is not Meitzi, even the Rabbanon is not Meitzi Lashus. Just Lashus. So, but then, the second situation, he stretches out an empty hand. And then the Balabais puts it into his hand. So the Rabbis makes akira. But was he made it from the Rishis Ayochit in the Rishis Rabbi? No. Then he pulls out his hand, so he is made. So he is a very Nisar Yitzhoyim with Rabbanon, not just a Nisar Rabbanon of Shabbos, but a Nisar Yitzhoyim. And in the second situation, it's coupled with another. But that's not the important thing. So in other words, whereas the first Bode is expressive of the two types, the Rabbanon of Yitzhoyim, of the Raisa of Yitzhoyim, and the second Bode is expressive of the two types of Yitzhoyim, with the Raisa of Yitzhoyim vis-à-vis the Balabais, so the third Bode is expressive of the two types, the Rabbanon, vis-à-vis the Oni. Of Yitzhoyim, not just the Yitzhoyim Rabbanon, but one type of Yitzhoyim of the Oni happens to consist, to be coupled together with the Yitzhoyim, the Chiyuv Rishuyim. So it's coupled with Akire, and the other type happens to be coupled with Anoche. But that's not important. That's just a coincidence. The important thing is that there is a Chiyuv Rishuyim. And what makes it a Nisar Yitzhoyim with Rabbanon, not just a Nisar Rabbanon, the fact that it is that there is a Chiyuv Rishuyim. And then the fourth Bove is expressive of the two types of Yitzhoye, of Chiyuv Rishuyim, relative to the Balabais. So there is perfect parallelism. Now, what's Rashi's pshat? That the four Rabbonons that the Mishnah emphasizes at the very outset are the Rabbonons of Akir. So we still have to say the same pshat. Otherwise it has no meaning. Why should the Mishnah emphasize one type of the Rabbonons as against another? What's the yichas with these Rabbonons? But Rashi Shita is that while the Chachomim assert Akir without Anoche and Anoche without Akir, but there is a fundamental difference in the essential nature of the Rabbonons. When the Chachomim assert Akir without Anoche, so they assert the Biter HaSitzoy. So Akira without Anoche is considered Yitzhoye min Rabbon. But when the Chachomim assert Anoche without Akira, so they just assert it as Exeire, that he should not be Nichshu. Another time in Meroche the Reis. But they didn't assert it Biter HaSitzoy, just as a Nisar Rabbon. Just as a Nisar Rabbon. It could be now, let's say there might be in Afkemine. Now I'm saying there might be in Afkemine, I'm not saying it is a Gavah Baruch, but there might be in Afkemine in many instances. For example, one Afkemine might be in connection with Mumelech al Shabbos Bifahesye in Shvusim de Rabbonon, so it's in Mumam Rabbon, that's in Gemara Neirav. Gemara Neirav said in so many words that if somebody is Mechal Shabbos in Faresia, in Yitzhoye B'Karmeles, so he cannot be Mevatel Rishus. We need Tzchiras Moti, like Enoch, he has the Psul of Enoch. So it might be that the Rabbonon, let's say, that is considered to be included in one of the categories of the Lamtes Melochas, so then he's a Mumeh. But the other Rabbonon is not a Mumeh, just an Israel Rabbonon. There might be another Nafkimina. Now let's say the Shita of the Rambam, the Rif and the Rambam, and there's the Pesach and Shechono, the Mechaber and the Ramo, that not every Avere that a person commits makes it postulates in order to become postulates with the Raise. So the Shita of the Rambam is he must be either an Avere of Chomos, like he can't be Gazlan, so on, but or an Avere for which there is Mrs. Besig, no Kores, Mrs. Shemayim, or Malkus. But somebody, let's say you talk Lashon Hara, it's a lot of the Raise, but there is no Malkus, it's a lot of Shem the Maise. He's not postulates. Then, in order to become postul, ladies in the Rabbanon, so if somebody eats Psari Becholov, or Nevelim the Rabbanon, so he's also postulates in the Rabbanon. But the Shite Sarambam and the Shite of the Mechaber appears that only the kind of the Rabbanon, like one who eats Nevelim the Rabbanon, or Psarim Becholov. So in other words, so the derisive of Psarim Becholov is that kind of an Avere for which there is Malkus. But When is the Malkes if he eats Psar Behemah B'Cholov? But if he eats Psar Eish B'Cholov, even though the Cholov was mispashel to the eat, so then there is no Malkes. But is the same as Psar Behemah B'Cholov. So with Rabbonon it comes under a love for which there is Malkes. With Rabbonon it comes under a heading, and it's included in that kind of ise, and that kind of category, for which the rice of which there is Malkes. The rice, but suppose someone will meet the Levitra Sedai. He's even a Levitra Rabbonon. But